Hey guys, it's Kristen. Do you want more Ask Women sent to your email almost every day? Well, then sign up on our ConnectPal page, which is connectpal.com/askwomenpodcast. You'll get tons of free extras like fresh podcasts, articles, videos from Marnie, videos from our guests. It's awesome, and it's definitely worth the $3.99 that it costs per month. So go to connectpal.com/askwomenpodcast.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women Podcast, we have Vincent on the phone with us for Help a Brother Out, and we also have Catherine and Randy back with us, and we're going to talk about when do you introduce your friends, your parents, your loved ones, your coworkers to the people that you're dating. What is the appropriate time? When is it very inappropriate? And we have a ton of overanalyze this. So keep listening.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Women Podcast. It's Kristen, your host. You know me. I'm a comedian, and I'm here, of course, with Marnie Kinross. She is the owner of WingGirlMethod.com, as you know, and we are back with Urbanic, yep. And Randy Wayne, who were here for our last show.
Yeah.
You guys are sticking around. Luckily, this time I'm not going to be talking about myself as much. So luckily for you guys.
Well, we'll see.
Probably I will, actually.
Yeah. Well, we have another Help a Brother Out, Vincent, who I have not spoken to before, so this will be very fresh. He's going to come on in about 10 minutes. But I wanted to talk about something because I think we can hopefully cover it pretty quickly. But the topic I wanted to discuss it for a few weeks, but then it keeps getting sidetracked by different topics. The topic is, when do you introduce somebody that you're dating to your friends and your family? Like, when do you bring them into your life more?
Date one.
Mm-hmm. But is it different if you're 20? Is it different if you're 4? Like, when do you do that?
Well, yeah, I think there's so many factors at play. So if you're older and you have kids, that's something that I feel like
slow.
You don't want to like traumatize the children by bringing home like an ugly dad, you know, or ugly mom. But I think it's all right now because of social media. I feel like it's different because it's almost like you see them.
So connected?
Yeah, it's like you know their family. If you're posting anything, they might see you. So it seems like it's less of a issue or something, because it's like even with this last kid that I was seeing, I know exactly like everything about his mom because he would share things on Facebook like, my mom sent me this and here's my mom. And
yeah, but he didn't say meet my mom.
No, he didn't say meet my mom. But it was like the conversation was there that she existed.
Right.
So I feel like the meeting would have been like sooner if we both live locally.
OK.
Just because it was like, sense. I don't know.
Has anybody ever introduced you too soon, or have you ever introduced anybody too soon and regretted it?
No, I don't think so.
To friends as well as family.
No, I mean, for me, it's interesting. There was somebody that I was seeing around my birthday, and I didn't want him to come to my birthday party. And we ended up not dating really after that. And I was cool with it. And I'm like, this tells me something about the relationship. He was somebody who was all the check marks were on there on paper, but I just didn't feel anything for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, my birthday rolled around and I was like, I don't really want him to come because then my friends are going to meet him and they're going to be like, oh, who's that guy? Then I have to explain. And then,
And then he's gone.
Because I just really wasn't invested in him. Right. Yeah. So I think if there is somebody, though, that you genuinely like, that you do feel like you have a connection, I mean, you know, introduce him to your friends. So what? I mean, then if you break up or you're not dating anymore, yep, we're not dating anymore. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Who cares? I mean, like,
yeah.
My mom would be like, oh, you're dating her? Awesome. And the next week she'd be like, are you still dating so-and-so?
Like, no.
Okay, cool. Like, to me, I think that's an old classic thing back in the day.
Do you think that if you introduce somebody to your friends and that feels too soon for them, that that's a signal that they don't think that it's right?
No, my friends aren't judgmental like that.
No, not your friends. I'm saying the girl.
No, because usually you meet them when you're with your friends anyway. I mean, it's such a different day and age.
Yeah.
You know, we to me it's not really a conversation. To me it's nothing because I would introduce my friends right away. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, it's my friend. If I was dating, if we're boyfriend girlfriend, I would introduce them.
I would love that. If we've been sleeping with each other and you introduce me as your friend.
I do that all the time.
I fucking hate you. I stick around until you switch that word around.
No,
but then I hate
you. Unless you have the conversation and say, we are boyfriend girlfriend, then you're just friends.
Oh, God. That would be
Ooh, that is.
Hey guys,
for
this
all
is,
the guys listening.
Hey, this is Erica.
Listen.
This is Erica, the girl I'm sleeping with.
A friend that sticks his penis in me.
Say,
yeah. I would be so pissed.
Yeah, I think what I was actually just doing with this last kid was I don't know if we were anywhere. It was like we're seeing each other. Like we said that several times. Like,
I'd rather this is Marnie.
Yeah, well, yeah, my
if
name.
If I had this is my friend, like, that tells me where your head's at about me, or at yeah. least that's how I would interpret it. Mm. Yeah, and I would be very angry if I liked you.
What if I say my G friend?
My G friend? Then I'd be like, who's this douchebag that I'm dating this and calls me a
Give
G
my
friend?
Your girlfriend or my good friend?
Right, oh, that's true. And then I'm like, what does he mean by that? Texting all my girlfriends.
Girlfriend.
Right. No, I would say you don't have to say that. Like maybe it depends how long you've been seeing each other and how intensely you've been hanging out with each other. But I would say for you guys, this is somebody I'm seeing. But if you're seeing each other very casually, but you're bringing her out to see your friends, you haven't decided what you are.
Just
I would say
name.
This is Marnie.
If yeah. you've had the talk this and is... you know that you're friends with benefits, like you already know that that's your
and
that
you my
that,
friend.
Yeah, and you say this is my friend. Cool. But if
this
I was
the girl
if
I told
I was
you about
dating somebody and we were sleeping with each other and he introduced me to his friends as this is my friend, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, that is
a minute,
really
no,
bad.
And
then
you're having a talk later.
Yeah,
and you're
no,
having
no.
a bitchy girl for the night.
Like that. So for me, since I've been single, it's just like I'm always clear with girls. We're friends with benefits. It's awesome. Let's just keep.
Are you? In yeah, the very yeah. beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Right away. So you.
I don't want a girlfriend. So if we have sex, it's just that for now. Let's have fun and be friends.
She's like, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll change
I've
that
I've discovered
around.
That.
Yeah.
Girls are crazy.
But
my,
they're not crazy.
My ex wasn't crazy.
They're crazy. Their intentions are just different. They can hear you. It's funny. Women can hear the things that you're saying, but we actually,
yeah.
because we're so subtle.
We sense things.
We think that there's something else.
Oh,
there, but you're
she
hanging
did it. She's
out
like,
with
I know,
me.
I
have
thought
fun
I could,
with me.
I thought you changed your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, too, I mean, sex does change women. I think they can say, like, going into it, yeah, sure, we'll just be friends. But, I mean, you know, Randy, you do kind of look like Brad Pitt meets
bang, bang.
Paul Walker. And, like, yeah, there we go. And, like,
he's kind of a dud.
You're a really good-looking dude. And I'm sure, like, if a girl had sex with you and had a great time, she'd be like, wait a minute, no, I like this. I had a great, like, I want more Six Flags. And mm-hmm. Six Flags is like, nope, I got other people to see. You're like, no, but
it's
I want Six Flags. I want Six Flags all to myself. I want the park to close down and just be for me. So yeah,
but
I mean, like it changes how you think.
Mm-hmm. Tell me when you do say that. Like, so you go out on a date with somebody,
yeah.
and then how does this work? Like, if that's where you're at,
then I do say.
How do you communicate that? Because I get that question all the time. Like, how do you communicate that you are there for just something casual?
With the girl. I just tell him. Since,
at
very
what
beginning.
Point? When you meet, like, do you, hey, I'm Randy. You're just going to be a hoe with
no.
With
yeah, so, yeah.
Like, what
you're
do
my
you,
G friend.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
I guess whenever they bring it up.
And how long is that typically?
You know they want to bring it up from the beginning.
I'm trying to think back to the last few. I think, you know, what happens is if conversations, I'm not a guy that just, like, hangs out, hooks up, and leaves. We have conversations. We go on hikes, whatever. So I say, here's how I am right now.
You go on hikes? Why are you being a douchebag?
Because I'm a backpacker. Like, my birthday's
yeah.
coming up this week.
So
I'm
go
going
hike
camping.
On your own with a dog.
Yeah.
Go with Bouchard or whatever his name is, this doggy
Hiking's,
Catherine's.
You're thinking of Runyon Canyon, L.A. douche hike. I'm talking about, like, Lost in the
yeah,
Mountains.
Yeah, even more. Mountains. You're doing an intense activity. Have you watched The Bachelor? That breeds connection. Don't do shit like that.
Right. Basically,
that's
she's saying don't do boyfriendy things if you want to be friends.
This is what I've learned. Okay.
Yes.
It's very difficult for me because I've only done that for so long.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to figure out how do I have a friend that's a girl that I can sleep with and not have anything serious with it. It's very
well.
Difficult.
I'll tell you right.
It's
when
gonna be
I,
hard if you're awesome and good looking and
when
successful.
I'll
it
let
is.
You know when I get there.
Right.
When I first broke up with my ex, I went out on a Bumble date. This isn't with the last guy. This is a guy that I thought I liked, who I did not like at all. I just found him incredibly like attractive. He's a super douchebag, but he clearly is the type that just is like there for sex and that's it. And he made that very clear in his actions because he would not text me. He would not see, like, check in to see how I was doing. But he would ask me to hang out. And it's that typical, like, late at night. Mm-hmm. And so it was like had to be zero discussion because it was very clear from his actions. Your actions are misleading because it's like this guy that I'm referring to, he would not ask me to go hiking. He would not ask me to go to a wedding with him. He would not ask me to do anything besides hey,
oh, man.
And it does
I'm in your
because
hood.
You want to enjoy people too. I totally get it.
But I know, but it's almost like I appreciated him for that because I go, I go, you are like a fuckboy. Like, you are like the definition for me. Like, this is the first time I've ever experienced anything.
Like, I know
like
what
this.
I'm getting into.
And I know, and yeah, and I'm cool with it. And like, he's hit me up. He had hit me up a couple times, and I was like, yeah, I know what the intention is. But at first, when we the first night we went out, I didn't know what the intention was. So my brain got all confused. And I was like, he's really cute. He's got like a great apartment. Totally my type. And then I got all in girls. That's when girls get all crazy. But as soon
Can
as I realized,
nice apartment?
Very, very nice. Very nice. Apartment. As soon as I realized exactly what his intention was, because he wasn't doing misleading things, then I went, OK, I'm on board. I get it.
This is the big issue. So this is why I haven't dated a girl in a while or hooked up in a while, because
you're scared.
Yeah, because there's a girl I met and she was cool and fun. And we had a great banter, and so we do cool things. Like, I'm very spontaneous, and I mean, like, I don't like to plan anything. So we just kept doing things, and I took her to a wedding in San Diego. Which
yeah, don't do that.
I got
why would you
my
do that?
My friend's from Oklahoma, and so I just said, "Hey, you want to come with me to this wedding?"
Of course,
like,
I do. I'm
oh,
in love with
you. You can't take a girl to a wedding. I said, "Why?"
I know it sucks. I hate this too.
We did
Trust
all these
me.
Random things, and I didn't know it meant something because I was very clear from early on, like, I don't want a girlfriend. Let's just be like this. If something's coming up, if you're feeling emotions,
right.
Let's move on.
But your actions aren't.
But
meeting
my
your,
actions
your words.
Just say, like, I love hanging out with you.
Yeah, but then she's thinking, then why don't you want me to be your girlfriend? Even though you don't want one, aren't I doing well enough to become?
Because I just got out of a 10, 11 year relationship.
Yeah, yeah. By the way,
the thing
is that
I feel
about?
Like this. It is
why
so unfair. I'm not. I wish there were absolutely no rules. But if you truly want to have integrity with women, and I know that their feelings are their own responsibility, and if you are being transparent with the words that you're saying out of your mouth 100%, and you're reiterating it, and I would suggest reiterating it several times with these women, I'm sure that you do. No matter what, I feel like it is on their shoulders if they misunderstand. But if you don't want these things to continue happening to you, where you're blindsided by a woman saying, but wait, I thought we were in a relationship. And like, I get that you want to go slow. But even if you said everything that you want, then your behavior doesn't have to change. No wedding dates. And it sucks. I hate that these are the things that are in place where you're being clear in your communication, in your words, your verbal words, and she's just not taking it because your actions are saying something different, and especially with her girlfriends who are saying, wait, he's taking you to a wedding?
Okay. Yeah, because he wants more. The nature of what a wedding is, it's you're going to an event where two people are, you know, pronouncing their love for each other and committing to each other for the rest of their lives, and you are taking somebody
experience.
To a place where they don't know anybody else. You're being you're, you know, dressing up. It's in a way a kind of an intimate event. Like, I think it's not just like, hey, do you want to go get chicken wings? It's like going to a wedding is, I mean, that's an event.
Yeah.
And if I and
they have to buy a dress for.
Yeah,
you
I mean, like
invest in it.
Yeah, it's a big monetary investment, especially if you're a woman. Like the hair, the nails, the makeup, the shoes, the getting a dress. I mean,
it was not that serious. This one was very laid back.
Boob job.
It's an Oklahoma
I
wedding.
Jobs for you.
But again, my point of view on this is that 100% I totally hear what you're saying, and it's so unfair. It is wrong because you are being very clear about your communication. I am just friends with you, but I think you're cool. Come to this wedding with me, and I enjoy having sex with you. And I know that there are women who can separate those things 100%, but I will say that, like, you get wrapped up in it as a woman, and yes, that is my responsibility because I've heard what you've said, but there still is this hope. So to know this about most women, the better thing for you to do so that you don't continue to get burned, but then I know you like lose out on certain opportunities of having somebody there with you to do these things with that you actually enjoy, you enjoy having sex with. It sucks for you, but you kind of have to forgo that experience in order to potentially not really
so
hurt somebody.
Only bring a girl to a wedding that you're not sleeping with.
Or don't bring a girl to a wedding.
Yeah, you can
like,
go single. You
know,
you don't have to.
You can
to
go
be...
by yourself and meet girls there.
I wanted to take the carpool lane.
I get it. I hear you. I
Use
understand.
Use your blow-up doll that
lots
you
of selfish,
in your bedroom.
Lots of selfish things happening. For No, I'm just kidding. It's
it.
Not selfish at all. But I will say, this is, it's like, it is unfair. All of this is unfair because there is clear communication happening. So it's unfair. It really is.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Well, it is interesting, though. So can I go on like a 5-minute Maybe
no, because we have a phone call.
Then
you
never
go on a 30-second rant if you want to go on.
Okay,
that.
I'll just I'll sum it up. So this person that I'm in the friend zone with took me to a $600 dinner. A $600 dinner. Our housemate Chance said to me, he's like, and he didn't try to sleep with you. Well, then why does he take you to dinner? Like, that's the whole, like, why is he, what is that about?
Right.
Who does that? Why is
he
just
really
friends
just
with you?
Wants to eat
so
food.
So even in that
and
situation,
he wants
coming
to
from
go
a guy,
somewhere with somebody they
coming
enjoy.
From a
it's
guy,
hard.
Like somebody took a girl to a intimate, expensive evening. And that is sending a, like, to him, even he thought he is sending you a message.
But the message is only being sent to you because your intention is different. If
but
both
even
people
who
are
was
on the
third
same page,
party saw this and goes, what is that
Chance.
About?
But he also knows that you have intense feelings.
But he
for
also
this
was like,
person.
Why would a dude do that?
And you're like, you paid for it, come and get it.
I mean, he was like, why would a dude do that if he wasn't interested in you?
But flip it around. Okay, and for women, you would say that was okay because you've said as a girl, I just want you as a friend, but come with me to this wedding. Like for a woman, you would say that that's okay to do because men don't build up those stories the same way in, well, I guess they do actually. Sorry, that it's completely
well,
false. They do.
The
but
first thing I think
it's
is
funny
he's
that,
gay.
No.
No, he is doing what so many women do. They enjoy a friendship and they want to go somewhere that they may not be 100% comfortable with somebody they know who looks good on their arm, who they can enjoy the evening with, but who they have no intention of going anywhere further. He is actually enjoying a friendship or he's gay.
Yeah.
No, but but it's interesting how like women are like, I just want to be friends with you. That's all I want. I don't want to lose this friendship, blah, blah, blah. And that seems to be understood more easily than a man saying the exact same thing. The sleeping with you part is the hard part. That's where it gets confusing. But we've talked about it before. Men can separate those things a lot more easily. It's like, I can have sex with you. I don't want a relationship with you. I'm not in love with you. I can literally do this with you and then we can be just like hiking afterwards and I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just attracted to you. Very confusing. Very frustrating. It is. But that is what's going on.
If a guy didn't want to be in a relationship with me, but
wanted to go
hiking.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's 10 more pages of what's going on.
If a guy didn't want to be in a relationship with me, but he wanted to go hiking with me, I would really think he just wanted to take me there to like murder me.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
like we
Randy
had sex. Now
he
needs to bury me.
He's like, yes.
But anyway.
All right. We have Vincent on the phone with us. Vincent. Oh, wait. No, we do not have Vincent on the phone with us. Catherine, continue to rant. What?
I don't know if we're going to be able to hear him because we don't have
headphones. Oh, shoot. Can we play his voice? Are we going to be able to hear his voice? Because they don't have headphones on. We shall see. And this shall be edited out later on down the road. But Catherine, do you want to explain more? Anyway, let's do a recap and go back to how soon do you introduce people? So I think I love that we've talked about like different situations with introducing people and, you know, how things are classified and how people can misinterpret things and moving forward with true integrity, even though it's completely unfair. But I think this is my recap on it. When it comes to introducing people to your friends and to your family, I really do think it's individual. I don't have a set of rules for that. You have to go at the pace of what your relationship is and what you feel comfortable with. But for men, because that's mainly who our audience is, I would say that if you're dating somebody, a girl, you're sleeping with her, you're not seeing anybody else, and you've been seeing her for about 3 months and you still haven't introduced her to your friends, that's going to lead to a lot of insecurity for a woman as to why you're not being pulled in more or she's not being pulled in more into your life. And that can cause a lot of insecurities. It can cause her to act differently, a little bit of tension. So either have a reason for that and talk to her about it, or introduce her to your friends slowly, but definitely have a reason for it and talk to her about it.
I tell my mother about every girl that I think I like a lot.
That's good.
I think I like this girl. She's really cool and yada, yada, yada.
Mom's like, oh, you said this last week. Stop telling me about these girls.
I'm supportive.
You know, just keep having sex with them and going on hikes. As we're going to get into overanalyze this, we're going to hear from other listeners who listen to our show. So if you want to write in questions, write to ask@askwomenpodcast.com. Here's a question from Jason. Hey, when a woman pushes her hair over her ear, is this flirting or does her ear itch?
She can't hear you very well, so she's trying to
she's like, what?
Hair out of the ear.
What? Basically, is this a sign that a woman is flirting with you if she pushes her hair over her ear?
I think it is because what the pheromones come out from behind the ear.
Is that where they
so
come
like
from?
It's like a natural way of saying like,
right, it's like, wait, okay, let me get my pheromones in check. Oh, wait, what's going on?
It's like a skunk.
Oh, yeah, you can hear it on there. All right, sorry, people. I'm hoping this will be edited out. If not, you'll get to hear about my BO and about lots of other stuff. Anyway, a little behind the scenes for you. So what do you think? Do you think that pushing hair over a girl's ear means that she's flirting, or does she have an ear itch?
I don't think it's an ear itch. The ear back? Or the
not
pushes the
ear,
hair back?
Pushes her
I hope
ear
so.
All the
Chris
way
has done it to me like 10 times so far. So I know. I really hope that's what it means.
Well, honestly, like, I feel like when I fix my hair, I'm doing it because I want to, like, appear more attractive.
Yeah, but there's actually a name for it. When women shake their hair, it's something... Oh my God, what is it called? Something with their mane. It is a way to release pheromones because pheromones do come out of your hair. But I would say pushing hair over an ear is not necessarily a sign of
no,
flirting.
No, but if she's already into you and it's a sign, the fidgeting, I think, is what
yeah,
the sign
watch the
is
Kardashians
that you're looking for.
And look at the way they twist their hair all the time. That's right. Nervousness, and that can be a sign.
Oh, yeah. Please don't tell anyone to watch the Kardashians.
They yeah, please, yeah.
Maybe just watch it on YouTube. I don't know.
No, don't watch it all.
I don't know. Just fine, don't give them more views. I agree
Canon,
with you.
Thank you.
But when they do that hair twisty thing.
Yeah, but they're extreme with it. Not every girl's going to be that extreme, because I don't think a guy should be looking for the signs for a girl to be acting like a valley girl. To
right.
mean that, because, you know, a lot of women are more subtle and sophisticated than they are.
Yes, but that
and
can be a
have
sign.
Those extensions
that right,
they do,
that they
so
have to.
I know,
they're
doing it up
here
on their head.
Yeah.
But I wish I could tell you where to go watch this video. I used to do these boot camps, and in the boot camp, there was this one video that we showed that was this experiment at a bar with this British guy from like the 70s. And they did hidden camera, and they had 40 women enter like a club space, and they would interact with each other. And then, wait, was it women or men that came in first? Whatever it was. And then the matching amount of men would come into the room, and they were just watching flirting signals and analyzing them. And one of them was like, picture a lion like shaking his head. Like or flicking your hair, not I can't
I
even show it to
like
you, but it's like when like going like
on.
That. So that if you're Tourette's. Out somewhere mm-hmm. and you if a woman sees a guy that she likes, she will like flick her hair back like that, because it releases pheromones, and there is it's called mane shaking or something. I forget what it is, but it
I
is.
I don't do that. Maybe I need to start doing that. That's the problem. I don't shake my mane.
You're just like
enough.
I'm not moving my head at all. No, I'm.
I mean,
I'm
I
doing
like
it
my
horribly.
Hair the way it is. I don't think I need to like.
Well, I don't.
No, it's not like that.
It's not like it's a bad like Pantene ad or something. But what for me, what I do is like I kind of get insecure about the way my hair might be laying.
I do that too.
And so it's not that I'm like, oh, smell my pheromones and like throwing my head around.
Yeah, none of this is conscious where it's like, okay,
it's
I need
more
to
that
smell
like,
my pheromones from over here right
it's
now.
It's more that like I like the way I look with my hair behind my ear, and I want to make sure that it's behind my ear while I'm talking to a guy I think is cute. It's
yes.
not that I'm like shaking it and like throwing
Randy,
it.
Randy, I'm going to ask you, how do you know if a girl is flirting with you, or do you not care? If she's flirting with you, you just go with what you're thinking.
I think it's pretty obvious usually.
Well, tell me what's obvious. Tell me what it
it's
looks
obvious,
like.
It's obvious like because the eye contact's stronger. They care more about what you're saying. They ask a lot more questions. There's also, what are they called, bedroom eyes. I feel like girls mm-hmm. will give you, same with guys. If I look at a girl and have a conversation, it's pretty simple. But if I like a girl, there's a little more behind it.
But if you've never seen these things before and you're just like, what the fuck does it look like? I miss signs all the time. Can you describe? And it's hard. I know we're doing it.
I don't pay attention to the signs. I have a thing for ears. So when girls put their hair behind their ears, I think that personally I'm like, oh, they're showing me something I want to see, even though they don't know I like
well,
ears.
Well, it's funny because I talked about this last week, but I was out with a guy and this other guy came up to me during our date with this other guy, and he goes, he's like, are you guys dating or something? And he's like, well, we're on a date. And then the one guy goes, I just want to tell you, you have great ears. And it was the weirdest thing ever. This guy like interrupted our date to tell me that he liked my ears.
You did say you recognized him. Maybe it's not from the movies.
Okay, I realized a couple of things. When the eyes soften, mm-hmm. so when we talk to someone, a lot of times our eyes are more open, we're listening. But when our eyes soften, there's the touching. The touching is a big sign for me when a girl reaches across and touches me and we're talking.
See, it's interesting because those would be signs for me, but they're also signs that I'm really interested in what this person is saying. Because I happen to be very comfortable with touch. And when I'm into something that somebody's saying, I even noticed that I was just doing it to you. I'm like, okay, I'm softening my eyes.
I made sure I opened my eyes.
And then I was like, whoa, I should just pop them open. I don't want you to think that. But like it is, but I would say that those are, they're not going to be 100% signs, but those are indicators that there could potentially be interest there. And if you match it with a couple of other things that are going on, like the wanting to listen, asking more questions about you, I would say like softening their voice as well.
Yeah. Leaning in, leaning turning in. Their body toward you, not away from you.
Yep. Spreading their legs.
Crossing their legs.
Shaving their vaginas.
Right, exactly.
Bringing a razor to the date and just exactly. making sure they're very trimmed.
Can you get
the
spot?
So to answer the question, Jason, it could be a sign, but it depends on how it's being
the
done. The context, exactly. But I would say that I put my hair behind my ears all the time, and it means absolutely nothing. But if it's mixed in with other things like what we're talking about, that could potentially be a flirting sign to pay attention to. Done. Okay. Next question from John. What are signs that a girl who has been your friend for 7 months wants to sleep with you or not? This girl, I think, always liked me despite having a boyfriend that she always knows isn't right for her, as he doesn't treat her right in her eyes. And I do everything he never does. But recently, she sat on the couch under a cover, wearing only underwear and a top under a comforter. She let me massage her feet and her legs for an hour and a half. And I also caressed them. At one point, she put her foot on my cheek, ear. Then, after she showered before leaving, she was going to change, asked me to leave the room, which she normally does. But she said, warning, naked chicken here, like 4 to 5 times. After that fifth time I uttered, you know you're making me want to come in there for more. I like that he said that line. Should I have just gone in? Is that a sign that I was supposed to go in and see her naked? Also, a few days ago, when I went to pick her up from a job she was on before we left, she was talking to me in the lay? Wait a second. In the lav and had to go. So she was peeing. So in the bathroom. I said, should I close the door? She said, you can watch me pee, followed by pulling her pants up. Oh, pants and panties down to pee,
God.
Where I could clearly and easily see her vagina. And when I dropped her off, this guy's like, this is the perfect time
need?
To walk in to fix the microphones. And when I dropped her off for the first time, she gave me a very tight peck on the lips. I never slept with... What? I don't know. I didn't edit this one. I have never slept with a woman and over 40, so I'm kind
He's
of
never
nervous.
Never slept with a woman?
I don't know if it's and or if who is over 40. Okay, I don't know.
So she's a virgin?
She's over 40, I think so, which is why she's doing these things. I mean, even before this, back last year, she let me hang out with her on her bed in her bedroom a few times, and it's almost as if she has given me similar signals since September and still doing so. What do I do?
100% she wants to sleep with you.
Yeah, or she just feels like this guy is such a little like dweeb that I can do all these sexy things and feel good about myself and not have to worry about him. Like,
yeah, and it's kind of like fun for her. I kind of agree with both.
Yeah, I think it could go one way.
I think
course,
it could go either way. I think if he were to act on it, it could go.
It depends on his personality type, right? If yeah. he's like a more of an alpha male, then there's no question why
Do you think he's an alpha male?
No. He's a virgin. Yeah, he's a virgin and he's in his
40s. I don't know if he's in his 40s. She's over with a woman and over 40.
But he's a virgin is what I'm wanting to know.
I think so.
But
I'm getting
he's a regular guy. Like,
not that virgins are not regular guys.
No, they're freaks. They live on an island.
Even like an alpha male, even a regular guy. I think that she obviously wants attention. But like, I think you just got to go for it. Be like, she put so many signs out there for him to say yes.
And if
she can't get mad,
right?
If he tries.
And the thing is, you go for it at that point because she had put out all those signs. If she gets mad or like rejects you,
just show me your vagina.
She's an idiot.
Just peed in front of me and
just put your toe in my ear. I mean, come
on. Exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry. I misread that. Sorry. What do you think?
No, I absolutely think she wants to hook up with this dude, and maybe she also too like really likes him, and she doesn't know how to, you know, go about showing it. But I think she's clearly saying, I mean, like, yeah, I don't put my toes in my friend's ears. I don't do that.
You don't?
No,
that's why
I don't.
We're not friends.
At one time.
So
I'll let my guy friends, not anymore, but I'll let my guy friends massage me for an hour and a half if they want to without thinking that I want anything else. But if I did all those other things, like, that would be a sign.
Yeah.
I'm trying to signal something to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't even let guy friends just massage my... massage my legs or my feet or whatever, because I would feel bad that I was misleading them. Like,
it's also very intimate thing to do.
Yeah, especially when you've got jacked up feet like me.
Or, you know, like, and also if you're, like, really nice just feet. In your underwear mm-hmm. and, feet. Like, under a comforter, it's not like she's in, you know, like, sweatpants. I mean, actually even sweatpants. But, I mean, like, the fact that she's wearing next to nothing.
Yeah, these, I think
like,
these are all signs.
You can massage my legs if you want. I mean, like, that is so.
She's, quote, asking for it.
Yeah.
She, and if she's not, then I don't know what she's doing, yeah. but she's yeah. being horrible. But I kind of like what you had said at first about just.
She's getting her kicks off of this or something. Like, yeah. it's making her feel sexy and good and, like, look at all the things I can do and I don't have to worry about
she's
you.
She's 40. She wants to bang.
Yeah.
I think she does, too. Yeah. I agree.
And she wants to feel
so,
sexy. She's 40.
What is his name again? John. Oh, his last name is on here, too. John, please go for it and do something about this because you're missing out on an opportunity. Okay. Hey, Marnie, Kristen. Oh, actually, you know what? Why don't we take a break so that everybody can fix our microphones in here because there's like
the show
two dudes in here.
Speaking like, of virgins,
underneath our
some
legs
guys. Just
doing
kidding.
This exactly. We'll be back after this. Want advice and step-by-step instructions on how to get the girl sent right into your mailbox every single day? Then sign up for your free Wing Girl Method newsletter at winggirlmethod.com/advice. When you sign up, you'll also get a free copy of my best-selling book, 10 Devastating Mistakes Men Make with Women and How to Avoid Them. Go to winggirlmethod.com/advice and sign up now.
Thanks for listening to Playboy Radio. You want to hear more? Catch us on TuneIn.com/Playboy. We promise you won't be disappointed.
Thanks for listening to PlayboyRadio.com. Now, back to the show.
Good. Okay, don't fast forward through my commercial because it's very important.
And don't fast forward through the fact that right now I'm going to tell you that you guys need to sign up on our Connect Pal page where you get tons of awesome bonus extras
of
our show.
400 people sign up.
402. To be exact.
Okay, that's good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Kristen is rolling
in
it now.
Just
but she needs more.
Yeah. So sign up. You get tons of awesome extras, like full podcast episodes that you will not hear anywhere else except iHeartRadio. But that only airs like once and it's gone. So and then you'll
nobody listens to that anyway. So
nobody.
Who are we kidding?
Yeah, nobody. And you'll also get like awesome articles that we've recommended, helpful videos from our guests in studio, tons of new advice, and it's only $3.99 a month,
yeah,
which is
it's
nothing.
Awesome. It's nothing
for you, Richie Riches.
Yeah, less than a cup of coffee. It's crazy. Not like just a cup of coffee.
Well,
like
a latte,
fancy
like
coffee.
A fancy latte.
Like a cold brew coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's cheap. Like, 99 cents at 7-Eleven. Hey, Marnie, Kristen, and guests. Love your weekly podcast and awesome tips and advice you give.
Thanks. Go sign up at connectpale.com/askwomenpodcast.
Show over. Okay, on Tinder, some women mention in their profiles where they work. To increase the chances of a match, would it be weird to call her up at work and introduce yourself briefly and how you came across her profile? Or is this a totally bad idea? Thank you in advance.
Don't call someone at work. No one puts that information on Tinder for you to abuse. The thing that you can abuse
but
is
why
if,
do you put that there?
Brag.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
to brag,
true.
Make you look good, make you have value.
Yeah.
But the thing you can abuse is what I did, which I mentioned last show, was their Instagram handle or their Twitter handle. And
yeah,
you write
that
to them.
Worked out really well for you.
Well, I mean, he responded.
But you tried. Yeah, that's
true. I applaud you for doing that, though. I think it was really.
It was ballsy.
I mean, yeah, he sounds kind of douchey.
It's
but if
so
he had been
funny.
Non-douchey, I think it would have been really great.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. It depends on who is doing that. That's the whole thing. It's like, it depends on who walks at the door or who calls you up.
Well, exactly. Because I have in my Instagram. Guys that have clearly seen me on Tinder or Bumble that I'm swiping left on or not coming across, and they're hitting me up because I am not matching with them, and so I'm getting tons of messages.
And what do you think of it?
I don't respond because I'm not physically seeing them as someone that I would like to talk to. So so the option's there to do something further than if you see someone on Tinder. I just don't think it will work.
I don't think it will either.
Yeah.
But it could.
It could. I mean, with this guy that I wrote to, he wrote right back to me, but I mean, I'm... You know, like a semi-attractive chick that he's like, oh,
yeah,
this doesn't happen often because he's not on a podcast. You know,
right.
He doesn't have any exposure. No one's, you know, he says he never uses
he's
Bumble.
He's not Googleable.
He's not.
Yeah. So screw him.
But either way, but don't call someone.
I don't think that's a
because that's a professional realm too. Like Instagram and, I mean, that's social media. That kind of isn't really that.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
And they can't see a photo of you.
It's just, right. It's just you're some random person.
Do you think they should
calling.
Show up at their work then?
Yes,
no.
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Eric.
Remember me from Bumble?
If you did that, you know
you
what you could do.
You swipe right on me.
If you did that, you could show up and be like that you were going to go to this business or whatever. Say it's someone that like she's a hairdresser.
No, don't.
You can be like, oh my God, I saw your picture on Bumble.
I'm just dropping off my resume. That's so funny.
Yeah. No, something. I mean, if you could play it off and really lie, don't do it. But if you can and get away with it without coming across creepy, which I doubt, do it.
I think nine out of ten times dress up
like you're delivering flowers for a flower company and say, I have a delivery for you from some guy who's on Bumble.
Me. Exactly. All right. I enjoy this. We asked this question on iHeartRadio.
Okay,
so we actually have Vincent on the phone because we were not able to get him on in the first half because the earphones don't work, but then the sexy like sound guys came in and helped us. And now I can hear my voice coming back at me.
So the
Vincent, do you have headphones?
No, we can't.
Yeah, let's put some headphones in because I can hear myself.
One moment.
Who is that sexy woman that's in there with you?
That's repeating everything I say.
Everything I say.
I can't talk when that happens to me on the phone and it jumps back into my. I have to hang off.
Yeah, it's too much. Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay. So now you can hear his voice.
Yeah.
Do you see his pictures?
Okay. Yeah.
Then show me.
Oh, you didn't ask.
I did say, can I see the deep voiced man?
Vincent, you can only be on our show if you go through and like all of my pictures.
Right. And up, share up them with everybody.
I'm pretty sure I have been. I'm not going to lie.
Like, I have. And I'm going to show up at your work next week.
And get a $3.99 subscription.
Yes, exactly. Connect, pal. All right. So, all right, Vincent,
why not?
So, Vincent, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I am Vincent D. I'm from Illinois, the suburbs of Illinois. And basically, this show, Ask Woman, has been helping me for the past year. Not going to lie, y'all helped me get my first Tinder date. Ex-girlfriend realized that ex-girlfriend wasn't really worth it.
Good.
And even get my first romantic New Year's Eve kiss.
Wow.
I mean, I was working, but but then
even better, you were working, and you was that part of your job to kiss?
No, it was.
You were working somewhere and got a kiss from somebody at midnight. That's pretty good. I mean, we work magic on this show. Don't downplay it, Vincent.
No,
sure.
It's not magic. It's just so easy for you because you're so handsome and have such a wonderful voice.
Yes, he has a great voice. Okay, so yes, please continue. Yeah, so what are the issues? What do you want us to help you with?
Well, I'm pretty sure, like I said, I really like you guys, but this one girl probably doesn't like you guys.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm a big fan of you guys, and also Simple Pickup with like Kong and all them.
Yeah.
And the main thing that I've like learned from y'all is, would you rather fail or never try?
Fail.
I'm lazy.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Good. I like that.
And then, so earlier, around like May, not April, I mean, yeah, around April, I got a call from the Steve Harvey Show. I'm part of their casting network. Last time I was on there, I was just a model. I felt cool. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But I didn't think they'd actually call me back, and they're looking for singles in Illinois. So I said, what up? And then I thought they were going to
like, this guy's got cool charisma. Let's bring him on the show.
He said, what up?
Yeah.
That'll be cool. So they asked me, you know, if I'm single and everything. And then I kind of gave them a story of, like, what's been going on. And I told them about how I recently connected with an old high school crush.
Okay.
But then, like, she stopped texting me. And this girl, her and I have been going back and forth for the past, like, 4 years.
Mm.
And it's, for some reason, it's, like, always around January when it's, like, the girls have the new year, new me. Yeah. And I get calls from friends, like, hey, I need a workout buddy. So it was around that time she finally hit me up. But then always around this time, summertime, she just kind of stops texting me. So I said, why not bring her on the Steve Harvey Show and woo her?
Mm-hmm.
And I also didn't think she'd agree to be on the show, but she agreed to be on the show.
Okay.
But they wanted, like, to surprise her. And so...
Surprise her, like, she didn't know why she was there?
Correct.
Okay.
They thought they were going to do... She thought it was going to be, like, another singles, like, segment.
Okay.
But, yeah, they surprised her, and they went really ham on this. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, a little segment, but then they were getting her favorite flowers. They're trying to get copyrights to the song Wonderwall, and I was like, yo, I just want to see if she wants to get like coffee again. And I like proposed to her.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So they were basically taking this and make it way overdoing it and making it very dramatic when you really just wanted to keep things simple.
Yeah. Okay. And then
that's the first point of simple or is inviting somebody onto a television show.
Yeah. That's true. But,
but I kind of saw, like, I'm 28 now, I got nothing to lose, let's see what happens.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna lie, that day was like really cool. Like, I felt pampered. They had to keep me in the green room to make sure that both of us don't run into each other. And then
where's the problem? Did it scare her off? being on the show with you and just maybe thinking that you're so in love with her? What was going on?
Oh, well, the problem is...
we all know about green rooms and being pampered on television.
We're in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so the issue is that the show went good. You know, I even got a kiss when the cameras got turned off, but then she just stopped hitting me up. Okay. I mean, we'll stop responding to my texts. And it went after like a week after the show, but then now I'm kind of like, all right, what do I do from here?
So you have not had any communication since the taping?
Well, no, we were like texting back and forth for like a week. Then she wanted to chill after that. But then the day that we were supposed to hang out, she didn't respond. So I was like, all right, here we go again.
Yeah.
So this is a pattern for her. Every time like you sort of reconnect, then she sort of flakes on you and disappears and then comes back in January?
Yeah.
And this is okay. The same girl for four years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want from her?
Well, as of now, I'll be honest. I kind of let her go just because, like, all right, I really got you into Steve Harvey show. My
mission accomplished.
We had our 15 minutes of fame and all that. I got, you know.
Is it really called fame when you're on the Steve Harvey show? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
That's the main topic. I know. But basically, my question is like, what do I do now? Because
what do you want?
I'm not him.
You want to date her and be with her?
No, I mean like when it comes to dating again, because that is kind of the topic that like I know is going to come up. That a lot of girls I dated before delete me off Facebook because they're like, oh wow. After all this time, it's always been her. And I'm like, well, damn, this sucks. But kind of good because it is a clean slate. But, like, I kind of lost my mojo after this whole, like, Steve Harvey show experience. I'm not going to lie.
Vincent, where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
So you're from a big city.
I live in the suburbs, but I work in the city.
Okay, so you're moving on past the girl you liked a lot before, yeah?
Correct.
And so now you're just trying to get your mojo back to meet new women and to take this new confidence forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have the perfect scenario. And my weekend gig, I work a security at a bar, and it's not really that bad of a place. I just have to make sure college kids stay cool. But there's people my age there, of course. And so at least I'm in a social scenario.
Okay. Explain you've lost your mojo. Because I just heard you still have confidence. So what do you mean you've lost your – did you have it before? Because it sounds like before you were like a trading partner for people who wanted to lose weight and a girl would hit you up in January. So was your mojo there before with other girls?
Yeah, like she hasn't been the only girl I've dated the past 4 years.
Right.
But I noticed that I lost some sort of confidence when talking to girls when I was at the gym and then I was there for boxing. And then one of the girls there just like tried small conversation with me. And I was like, all right, cool, haha, and like awkwardly walked away.
Okay.
I was like, oh, fuck, I do not know what to say.
And you knew what to say before?
The thing is, how I feel about the whole Steve Harvey thing is I thought that there was something with this girl and I, but I kind of read the signs wrong.
Okay.
So now I'm afraid of thinking like, oh, is this girl really being nice to me? Because, you know, we're at the gym, or she's a nice person, or when I'm working at the bar, it's like, you should be nice to me because I'm working at the bar. And so I'm...
What Vincent, else? Listen, this happens to me every now and again. Sometimes I feel like I can talk to any girl and I can have my way with them, with words at least. And then, you know, sometimes a girl will talk to me and I just don't know what to say. This is a very, very normal thing to happen to guys. But this is definitely Marnie's specialty, so I'll let her take from here.
Well, I want to hear what you have to say. No, like, how do you get your mojo
back?
That was
an awesome introduction.
I'm just telling you that, like, you know, I've been on TV for 12 years. I've done, you know, several movies. And so sometimes you get recognized. It's kind of fun, but it's not about that. I mean, of 12 years of TV and film, it never makes it weird for me. Usually if anybody's like a little – it's like a 17-year-old girl that gets kind of weird about it. But – you know, talking to girls, it's a natural thing about it. It really comes down to finding the witty banter in general and normal conversation. So when you meet people, you want to find something interesting about them or something going on at the gym that day or just something you can make her laugh and just talk to her about that. But I've been there before, brother. I've been caught up where I can't speak. And I'm like, my friend's like, dude, you're so good looking. You're funny. Why don't you – what's wrong with you? I was like, dude, I don't know. I just didn't know what to say.
But I'm also hearing, I love that advice, just to let you know. But I'm hearing like a mindset issue as well, and like a locked in new belief system. Because you've basically said, what's the point in talking to you? Because it's just going to end badly. I'm going to misread your signs. I'm going to put all this effort into you. And actually, we were talking about that.
Steve Harvey show.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could go back on that show again, but it's going to blow up in my face. Like there's all of these negative perceived outcomes that are going to be in place. It's funny because like when you're in a good mindset, other people put different pressures on themselves of like great positive outcomes. Oh, I'm going to talk to her. We're going to go on a date. We're going to sleep with each other. We're going to get married, blah, blah, blah. Maybe not the marriage part, but I'm just saying like, so for right now, you have to refine your confidence in yourself, number one. And I'm going to give you access to my program called The Insider because the whole first section is all about that. And I'll give
heard you talk about it.
Okay. And I'll give you free access to that because it's a great program, not to toot my own horn, but it's a great program. And everybody who's gone through it has like seen extreme changes for themselves, not just with women, but just like their overall confidence levels. And it gives you tools. So
clearly,
that
I haven't read it.
Right. You should go. You should do it, too. It's a great program. I've done everything that's in there. That's why I know that it's great. So it gives you tools so that if you get into this place again, you can go back to those tools and reuse them. And I will tell you, every single time that you have to go back and reuse them, it's a faster process to get all of these things shifted for you. And it's not saying that you permanently shift the way that you think about the world, but it helps give you tools so that you don't let those negative thoughts marinate for too long so that they overpower your life. I'm going to give you access to that, but the main thing for you to work on is you have to refine that like single version of yourself. Find your confidence again. And for right now, even before you get into that program, I really want you to highlight the wonderful things about you and the wonderful outcomes that could happen from interacting with women. And I want you to write them down because it's like the news. It's really easy to just see like shitty things happening all the time and then say, oh my God, the world is fucked. Right? You can say that, but then you'd sort of disregard all the wonderful things that are happening around you. But if you start to highlight the wonderful things that are happening around you, the wonderful things about yourself, and you remind yourself of them more, you're visually seeing them, you're reading them, it starts to your brain's like a computer. It can literally start to reprogram your brain to think things in a more positive, self-assured, like sunny way so that you view yourself a little bit differently. I think you've been punched in the nuts and I think you're letting that, you know, pain sort of sit there and you're not icing and doing things to heal yourself. No physical therapy there. So let's do a little bit of physical therapy for you, emotional therapy, get you back to a confident place. And then your mojo will come back and then I can start giving you tools and we can do this in about 3 weeks' time. After you've gone through the first two sections of my program, and then we can give you tools on how to talk to women, how to banter with women, how to flirt with women. All of those things will fall into place. But first, you have to get that base level back to normal.
For sure.
Because if you feel shitty about yourself, anything you're going to say is not going to work. Yeah. You're going to be thinking too negatively about things.
Hi, Vincent. This is Catherine. I just wanted to pop in and give my two cents here. You've been Kristen's been showing us your Instagram and you're a very attractive young man. So you've got that going for you. You've been rejected by this girl. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time. It's going to happen. It's just a part of being out there, but it's, you know, you've been rejected, but you're also going to get girls. I guarantee you. I mean, you already have girls that have defriended you on Facebook because they can't be with you. So that already tells you something right there.
I'm jealous. No one's ever done that.
Yeah,
to me.
Really. Like, you're not going to date me, then defriend. You are going to get rejected, but you're also going to get yeses as well. And it's kind of a crapshoot. But if a girl is approaching you in the gym, she's interested. So no, you've already won that battle. That's already there. So I would just say be bold and go forth into the dark night because I'm trying to make this like sound great.
Catherine like, works at a gym. She knows.
Yeah.
Things can happen there. But I understand. Yeah.
Is this Catherine from the gym? I was just listening to other episode with y'all. So.
Oh, perfect. She's on a lot. Yes.
I would just say don't be afraid. You win some, you lose some. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. And that's true for longer term outcomes as well. Like the thing is that you can acquire skills that help you hold on to things longer, create better connections. And that is for sure what we're going to help you with on here and through the Insider Program. So do not worry about that. But no matter what skill level you have and what attributes you have, there's still potential for things to not work out in your favor. It's just, number one, how you move forward, and number two,
yeah,
like, you know, what you arm yourself with. So we're going to arm you properly. We're going to have you back on the show.
Nice.
And then we'll talk to you in a few weeks. I'm going to let you off now because we have to wrap
up. You know, we should
bring
one of the girls onto the show. It's like less intense than Steve Harvey.
Right.
But I think more helpful.
I mean, bigger audience.
Massive audience.
That's what I think a lot of girls are kind of afraid of now, because it's kind of things my friends joke around with, but I don't want to banter too much about it because y'all have been a lot of help already.
Perfect. Okay.
Well, Marty has. I haven't.
I know. Kirsten's like just looking at your Instagram right now.
I am.
That's all that she is.
How far deep are you in it?
No, I'm just, I'm not.
2012. She's like way back. please email me. And
okay.
Trisha, and I'll make sure to get you a copy of The Insider, and then we're going to also have a request for you to record something. So, but we're going to let you go now so I can wrap up the show, because we've got like 30 seconds left, or five more minutes left, actually, because we extended. But I am still going to let you go, and we will talk to you potentially in a few weeks, maybe a little bit longer, but I'll give you access to The Insider. Okay?
Bye, Vincent.
All right, I'm excited.
Cool. All right, we will speak to you soon.
Later, V.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
All right. I was going to read this one question, but it's too long now. Okay, so here's one question because we have 5 minutes left. What do women look for in men as far as looks, grooming, and attractiveness? Broad question.
Very. It depends. It's just a style thing.
I mean, how important is grooming?
Grooming's important. Grooming's important, but it's like groomed, ungroomed is what I like. It's like you groom to look like you didn't groom.
Yeah, like I don't want you to smell.
No, smelling
shower
bad.
Shower and wear deodorant for sure.
Deodorant for sure. I think cologne is not necessary. I'm not a fan of cologne.
Some women love cologne. I actually did an interview the other day with this woman from like Cosmo or something, and she was like, what's your opinion on cologne? I was like, oh, I hate cologne because I have a very sensitive nose. She's like, I love it.
I hate cologne.
So some women love it, but I would still say, like, don't douse yourself.
Yeah, don't bathe
in
it because it smells like you're trying way too hard. Like,
that's
what the name of the cologne should be.
So what are you covering up right now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's
I want to be able to breathe around you.
Yeah. And I would say with like facial hair, I think beards are in right now. Like Brad Pitt on the show right now has a beard. I think beards are super in.
B-Pitt?
But there's a nice groomed beard that is an option.
Yeah.
The hippie dippy.
I like scruff.
No Duck Dynasty beards.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's in now too.
But something
it
else.
Is, but
something...
if that's your style. But yeah. If it's just like you can tell the guy was just
is that just really Jewish lazy. And isn't an Orthodox thing?
Yeah, where I'm like totally into that. I'm like, grow it long.
She's into curls.
Oh, I hate that. Those are ungroomed. That's the thing. They just let that shit grow. Like I like those beards that are like masculine, well groomed, well taken care of. If there's like food from 3 days ago in your beard, I'm over
I
it.
I am not a beard person. Like, no,
you're not.
No.
It's so funny. Whenever my husband has a beard, I'm like, oh, I like it that he shaves his.
I don't mind.
I
don't mind a little scruff, but I'm just not a beard girl. But
that's good.
But then again, like, you know. Christian.
I love beards.
Yeah. So like, but I think just kind of going back to the grooming thing, I think like for any guy, I think just something to have is a really great cologne. And I would take like a girl that you trust and go try colognes and be like, you know, oh, I really like this one. But if she's like, no, you smell like, I don't know.
A wet dog.
Yeah, really. Then, you know, move on to the next thing. But I think that's something that every guy that's dating should have in their arsenal is a solid cologne.
I think it's nice when a guy does smell nice, but when it's too much.
Right.
Like, I would watch a couple of YouTube videos from Ask Men that I did. No, I'm just joking. But from Ask Men on how to apply cologne correctly so that it doesn't send an overwhelming smell. Like, you're showing me how to do it right now, right? Is that what you were just doing?
Yeah. I'm not much of a cologne person. I do one spritz and I kind of just go.
I'm just I feel like any more than that. Like, I've watched on The Bachelor when there's guys who are like literally doing 8 sprays. I'm like, what are you trying to kill a woman? Like, what are you doing?
I think the key is, because everyone has different taste. The key is exactly what Kristen said: it's groomed, ungroomed, or just you just need to be clean, okay?
Yeah.
And if your hair gets too long in a certain place, trim it. Your arm, guys, they'll sit there with armpit hair just shooting out of their armpits like that buckwheat in a headlock.
Gross.
And it's so weird. Just trim it down a little bit. You don't have to shave it.
I will say one thing. It's not that a woman is not going to like those things. It just increases your chances of more women being attracted to you if you don't have those things there.
And also just looks, I mean, I'm not attracted to men, but I still think that's disgusting when you see armpit hair just shooting. It's like you don't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I think there is a point of over-grooming, though, because, like, if you have, like, a unibrow in your guy and you...
And you shave your eyebrows?
Well, it's okay to get rid of the center, but don't do it to where it looks unnatural. If you can keep everything looking natural. Yeah, but even the professional might not know. Just know that if it looks like it didn't happen in birth, don't do it. That's what I like.
That's actually good.
I want to give this guy a tip on the cologne stuff. So when you go to the cologne place, you want to smell several colognes, okay? But you can't really know how your chemistry is going to work with a certain cologne. Right. Because it smells good on your friend does not mean it's going to smell good on you.
Yeah, your body.
So what they recommend is you put a cologne on that you think you like. You walk around the mall or wherever you're at for maybe like 15, 20 minutes, and see how you smell then. Because then your body has activated the cologne. You can smell how it works.
Right. See how many people throw up around you. So then you...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you throw up.
Yeah, but you can even ask people. Like that. The thing is, like, but everything that you do, you can like utilize that as a way to start conversations with women. Smell my wrist. Smell my balls. Like, does this smell good on me? Let's do it.
I usually say, how does this smell? And I put my hand up. I don't tell them it's my taint.
Right, exactly. Like, that is disgusting. Gross. Okay, Catherine Urbanek, thank you for being back on the show.
You're so welcome.
You have a tight ass from Equinox. Men should be all over you. Randy Wayne, new movie coming out end of the year, Hellraiser Judgment, the 10th in the series of Hellraiser movies, correct?
That's correct.
My co-host, Kristen Carney, you're fantastic and wonderful, and you look great.
Oh, kill yourself. Oh. Just go sign up at connectpale.com/askwomenpodcast, please. I'm begging you. There's tons of great stuff on there.
Do it.
And I'm curating it all. It's all handpicked.
Yes, it's all by Kristen. We are actually doing these things by themselves, but she is doing the Connect Pal because I said I'm not touching that thing. If you want it, you do it. We will see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.